Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. But let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story I spotted from Remarkable Bison 690, who says, am I the butthole for not telling my mother that my brother's seeing someone and humiliating her? But on that post, it led me to another one that was posted a year ago on the Best of Redditor Updates post. And whilst these posts are separate in their own ways, they give sort of a bit of background info on the family itself. So we're going to go back to that old post first, which is titled, Am I the Arsehole for Ruining My Future Sister-in-Law's Wedding to Be? Plus Update. And it says, so I, male 30, have been with my boyfriend, male 34, for 2 years. My mother is very homophobic and basically cut me out when she found out I was bi back when I first finished college. All my life, she would try to control me. She would try to control what I wear, who I hang out with, only to fit her definition of the perfect son. For example, I liked to knit and she would throw away all my knitting accessories because it wasn't a hobby for boys. I always told her it's her own goddamn fault for sending me to an all-boys school and that I had eyes. My siblings have always been supportive of my lifestyle and we are very close. My older brother is getting married to his girlfriend of 5 years and they will be getting married in July 2022. His fiance is awesome, but her family is also very homophobic. Her mother and mine get along very well and do many activities together. I have gone low contact with my mother over the years. I love my brother's fiance, but she has a tendency of trying to please everyone around her, which means that when I got my invitation for the wedding, lo and behold, I was the only one with no plus one. At first, I thought it was a mistake, so I contacted his fiance, since I knew she was the one taking care of the guest list and the RSVP, and she told me that they had to cut down the number of invitations because of COVID. But I checked with my siblings and all of them got a plus one. This really upset me and my boyfriend, since he is very close to my brother. They went to uni together. I contacted my brother, who of course had no idea that I didn't have a plus one, and told me that he'd take care of it. I then received a bunch of text messages from my sister-in-law berating me for talking to my brother and that I should have just taken the one invitation. She told me she did this to prevent any problems with me and her side of the family and my mother. She also told me that she didn't want me and my boyfriend to be the center of attention at her own wedding. She told me that she'd give me the plus one, but that I'll be ruining her wedding. I've talked to friends and my siblings, and they're mostly on my side. But some have told me that it's her wedding and that she has the right to invite who she wants. I think I might be the asshole because my mother's subtle homophobic remarks don't affect me anymore. But I don't think it'd be fair to let my boyfriend be the subject to them and her family's homophobia, and that it is indeed her own wedding. And we do have an edit and an update on this post as well. But we'll start with a comment from The Trestavia, who says, not the arsehole. People need to let the homophobes, xenophobes, racists and bigots of all sorts exclude themselves from family events, instead of catering to their potential tantrums by doing their dirty work for them. All sister-in-law is doing by excluding your boyfriend is showing you that she'll only put up with your lifestyle as long as it doesn't inconvenience her. What a peach. You cannot ruin someone's wedding by expecting to be treated the way all the other guests are treated. She's ruining her own wedding by rolling out the red carpet for the biggest assholes on both sides. She has the right to invite who she wants, but if she wants to exercise it in a flagrantly discriminatory way, she'd better be prepared for others to have some feelings about it. Choices have consequences. Weddings do not excuse you from treating the people in your life with basic respect. And Tina says, why is it always her wedding? It's not just her wedding. It is her and your brother's wedding. Your brother obviously wants you and your boyfriend at the wedding, or he wouldn't have talked to his fiancée about you not getting a plus one. Her inability to stand up to her family is not your problem, and you aren't ruining anything about her wedding. If she wants to continue to associate herself with homophobic assholes, that's her problem. Go to the wedding, have a great time, and if you become the center of attention, wear that shit like a fucking crown. Not the asshole. Elsa Azrael says, not the asshole. Next time they say it's her wedding and she has a right to invite who she wants, point out that it's also your brother's wedding, and if he wants your boyfriend there, then he can invite him. It sounds like your future sister-in-law made a unilateral decision to not invite your boyfriend if your brother didn't know that you were the only one without a plus one. So that makes her a bit of an asshole. And the comments just continued down that path, saying, you know, it is your brother's wedding and this should be brought to your brother's attention. So the first edit on this post said, hello, thanks for all the comments. I tried to read all of them. I noticed some of you questioning my use of the word lifestyle. And honestly, it's how I've always referred to my life. It's how my mother always referred to my life growing up, and it stuck with me. I feel like it's something I internalize, but I see how it can be detrimental to our identity. Edit 2. I haven't shown my brother the text yet. My boyfriend and him are supposed to have a gaming night in a couple of days. My boyfriend and I discussed what we should do, and we'll talk to him then. I think you are right, and I should show him her text. So then OP posts a full update, which says, after my boyfriend and my brother had their gaming night, my boyfriend called me over to our gaming room and we talked to my brother. We told him we both loved him but decided to not attend the wedding. My brother was obviously upset, until I followed the advice of many of you guys and showed my brother my future sister-in-law's text. To say he was livid was an understatement. He actually called up my sister-in-law in front of us and demanded that she apologize to both me and my boyfriend. She did, but defended what she did and explained her reasons to my brother. The same reason she gave me when I first confronted her. He tried to argue with her, but she told him that she had talked to him once he came back home and hung up. It took some time, but my boyfriend was able to calm him down and we talked about everything. He told us he completely understands if we decided not to attend and that he would never hold it against us, even though he would love for us to attend. He told us he would never want us to degrade ourselves just for his fiancée's happiness. He ended up spending the night at our house because I didn't want him driving when this upset. In the end, we couldn't sleep and we talked almost all night. He told me that he sees my sister-in-law in a new light now, since he feels like her family would have too much power over their relationship. Our mother knows that she doesn't have that kind of power over us, but he's scared that his mother-in-law would try to control his future wife. In the end, he told me that maybe he didn't want to attend his own wedding. I told him to get some rest and to really think about it before doing anything reckless. He slept until 1 p.m. and then went back home. We got a text a few days later telling us the wedding was officially on a hiatus and that my brother and his fiance are on a break. We told him that he could move in with us for now if he needed space from his fiance, and he agreed. In the end, both my boyfriend and my brother told me that I did the right thing by showing him the text because he deserved to know who was about to marry. Thank you to all who helped me with this difficult situation, and I hope you appreciate the update. And I totally agree with all that myself, that the brother needed to know what was going on because he was marrying into this. This was his life from then on. As this will hugely affect their futures. What happens if one day they decide to have children and one of their children is bi or gay? To me, absolutely, it was the right thing to tell your brother what was going on. So as I said, OP has a new post, which is titled, Am I the Arsehole for Not Telling My Mother That My Brother's Seeing Someone and Humiliating Her? Which says, my male 31 brother has broken off a long-term relationship. He decided to see a therapist to help with his depression, and that has helped him tremendously. My mother and I don't have a relationship because she's homophobic. My brother and I are low contact with her. She's been very upset about him breaking his engagement. Not once did she call to see how he was coping. She only called to berate him. My brother met someone, Anna, at a party we went to. They hit it off and went on a few dates. He asked me to keep this to myself and that he was doing things at his pace. Yesterday, I get a call from my mother asking me if I knew that my brother was seeing someone. She said she saw him with Anna at a restaurant and confronted him. My brother freaked out and left Anna at the restaurant. I tell her that his love life is none of her business. She responded by saying that I manipulated her only son into breaking off his engagement. I just hung up and called Anna to see if she needed help. She asked me to come pick her up. When I get to the restaurant, I see her outside getting screamed at by my mother. She was with a family friend, calling her a homewrecker, whore, gold digger. Anna got in my car. My mother came to my car and banged on the windows. People were staring now, and my mum literally put herself in front of my car to block our way. I got out of the car, grabbed her arm and pushed her away. She couldn't get a word in because I was yelling about how she's a pathetic excuse of her mother and that all of her children effing hate her. And that she's the only reason my brother didn't want to tell her he's seeing someone. My mother was speechless for a second and we just left. Anna was shaking, so I decided to bring her over to our house. My brother locked himself in his room and didn't want to talk to anyone. We just sat Anna down, and when she got her bearings, she decided to head home. And my partner dropped her off at her house. The next day, I get a voicemail from my mother telling me that I humiliated her in front of her friend by telling lies and slandering her reputation and that I assaulted her. I'm getting calls from family saying that I should never speak to my mother like that and that it affected my poor mother's mental health. Some of our extended family didn't know why my brother ended his engagement, but they're all taking my mother's side now. I only feel bad because my brother is also getting bombarded by calls and texts saying he let his ex down and that he was hurting his mother so much and that he should be ashamed. I feel like we're back at square one because I chose to confront my mother. I tried to get him to make an appointment with his therapist this week, but he's been ghosting me. I feel like this turn of events could have been avoided if I didn't confront my mother and just left with Anna, and that it made Anna an even bigger target for my mother because she was with me when I exploded.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Instantly to me, OP is not the butthole in the situation. They helped remedy it. They helped Anna out of that situation which she was put in when brother got up and just left like that. And I feel hugely bad for Anna for being put into that situation, of course. And I also feel hugely bad for the brother in the situation as well. Don't get me wrong, mental issues are not an excuse, but I think a possible reason here for someone, his mother, to trigger like a flight or fight response of him just getting up and just leaving like that is not normal, is it? I've seen a couple of comments already and saying, you know, that he just got up and ran away from Anna and just abandoned her. And on the face of it, yes, that's what happened. But obviously in his head, there was a lot more going on. Again, I'm not excusing it. I'm not excusing what happened to Anna. But we've seen in the last post, brother isn't afraid of confrontation. He defended OP against his fiance in that last post. And with the mother's behavior in this, it leaves me with questions about what their upbringing was like. But, you know, I don't know much more about that. But I gotta say, I do feel empathy for him. But again, sorry for Anna as well, because she didn't deserve that. And maybe he should have realized he wasn't quite ready for dating just yet, but he's made a mistake. A fairly big one, sure, but that's what happened. And we have an update to this post as well. But we're gonna start off in the comments with Mycroft Holmes, who says, geez, your mother is a major psycho. If it were me, I'd cut her and your family off completely. If your brother won't speak to you, you need to give him space. He needs to sort things out for himself, I guess. Sounds like Anna dodged a bullet here. Not the arsehole. Mundane Planet says, not the arsehole. I feel bad for literally everyone except your mother in this scenario. Who cares about her humiliation when she's so unhinged that she's apparently cultivated a flight instinct in her son? I also feel bad for Anna because she's new to the scene and experienced that. Your brother needs a lot of time to work on himself, but I don't see him as a bad guy here, even if he left Anna to fend for herself, because his trauma response levels of shit. Your mother, though, is hoping her kids cut her off entirely. Britain USA says, not the arsehole at all. Good on you for protecting Anna from your awful mother when your brother didn't. Whilst I understand and sympathize that your brother is having a hard time, abandoning Anna was a pretty shitty thing to do. Pleasant Cold says, your brother is a butthole for leaving Anna in the restaurant and running away to hide from mummy. If Anna has any brain, she'll dump him. Your mother is a butthole and embarrassed herself. You're not the butthole. Your mum followed you, blocked your car, and was yelling. And one more comment from Baltimore Badger 23, who says, not the butthole. You did the right thing in the moment. Your mother is obviously a deeply disturbed individual, and you had to rescue an innocent woman from her. Hopefully your brother can get past this and both of you can block every family member on your phones. Hopefully Anna doesn't run away from the relationship either, but she got a front row seat to the your mother experience. So if she doesn't, your brother should never let her go. So then OP comes in with their update for this post, which says a short update for everyone. I've decided to go full no contact with my mother, and all my siblings have decided to do the same after they heard about what happened. Obviously, my mother is not pleased and is telling everyone I demonized her. I tried chucking holy water at her. We'll never know. I am moving out of the country for a job opportunity with my current partner. Frankly, I feel like putting as much distance between me and my mother is going to be the best outcome for everyone. We're moving in about 2 months to Switzerland. Anna and my brother have spoken about what he did. He apologized and told her that he thought at the time that he was ready to move on and be his normal self again, but he realized he would need more help. He apologized profusely for what he did to her, and he would understand if she didn't want to speak to him again. He's been seeing his therapist regularly again and has cut contact with our mother. Anna was hesitant at first, but decided to forgive him, and they decided that being friends would be better for them. We're all meeting siblings and mutual friends for a New Year's Eve party tonight, and we'll have fun. Or not, since we're extremely competitive when it comes to board games and things get heated, in a good way. So I feel like this is a happy ending for everyone except my mother. I feel a bit bad saying this, but that makes me happy. Thank you for the help and all the comments on my original post, and Happy New Year. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's have another story. And our next post comes from Abby, who says, am I the butthole for telling my sister she and her family should not attend my son's birthday party if they only want to bring up their daughter's health? My oldest son is turning 7 in February. We're throwing him his first big birthday party that will have both friends and family. He's so excited for it. My sister and her husband, Adam, have my niece, Evie, who is 8. Evie is adopted. This becomes somewhat relevant due to the argument. But when she was 2, Evie was diagnosed with a string of medical conditions and health problems, some more serious than the rest. She's in and out of hospital, and they have been warned her life might not be long if they cannot manage all the various health problems Evie has. It was a huge blow for my sister and Adam, but the whole family. Evie's health has become a topic that gets brought up at everything. 2 family weddings were taken over when my sister brought up how sick Evie was and alluded to the fact that she did not have long left, despite her assuring the family on a number of occasions that things were not that bad. One of those weddings was our brother's wedding. 1 minute, the happy couple are the center of attention, and the next, people are talking about how sad that he has a terminally ill niece, and the focus moves on to them. She even made a big deal of talking about Evie's health during the toast, and it sounded almost like she was asking someone to start a crowdfunding thing for them to pay for treatments, without outright asking that. My brother was furious, and his wife, Mia, was upset that instead of being a happy day, most people ended up in a very somber mood at the wedding. This has also happened at birthday parties, block parties, etc. She brought it up at a couple of baby showers we attended together, and I assume some outside of that also. It's a lot, and every time it feels like everyone ends up sad, depressed, and uncomfortable. My sister and Adam have been spoken to about it before, and they claim they don't do it. Evie doesn't always get what's going on, and sometimes she's too poorly to care. With my oldest son's party coming up, I felt like this was something I needed to try and prevent. So I asked her if she would not bring up Evie's health at the party. She told me she's not going to pretend everything is okay if people ask, and that it's important to make it known so people don't try to push her too much. I told her I do not want the whole party to become about Evie being sick again. She told me that's unfair, and I know why. So I told her they shouldn't come to the party if they only want to bring up Evie's health. My sister was furious. She accused me of not caring about Evie being sick because she's adopted. Said I would be more understanding if Evie was my bio niece. Even asked me why I cared so little about her. She also told me I was a butthole for trying to gloss over the pain that they feel and for excluding them when they live in hell every day. Am I the butthole? And we're going to start straight away with a comment, starting with Artistic Accident 79, who says, not the butthole at all. I'm sure everyone knows by now that Evie is unwell. It sucks that she is ill, but it's not something that needs to be announced at every event. Your sister sounds like an attention seeker and just wants to be in the spotlight looking for sympathy. Don't let them come and let your son enjoy his birthday. Everyone else is allowed to carry on with their lives and still care about Evie. Verinda says, not the arsehole. While their situation is tragic, it is apparent that they've hijacked multiple celebrations and made them all about their own struggles. Your sister has outright stated that she has essentially already intends to cast a pall over what is supposed to be a joyous occasion. And as such, it is not unreasonable to request that she not attend. Yes, she is living in hell, but that does not give her the right to drag everybody down with her on demand. Nima says, not the arsehole, and how is this all affecting your niece? She may seem stoic in the face of this, but I bet the girl's trauma runs deep. What a slap in the face, constantly being reminded that her health and deterioration is always the subject of conversation and scrutiny. And fishing for attention at your brother's wedding. Bloody hell. Providing a stable and supportive environment is best for a child with chronic illness. Stress on the mind is stress on the body. Enjoy your son's birthday with him and let your sister calm down enough for rational conversation. If she can't, that's not on you at all. And one more comment from ThrowawayAway755, who says, not the arsehole. The situation must be really difficult for your sister and her husband, and I'm sure it's causing them a tremendous amount of emotional pain. When people find themselves in difficult situations like this, they simply don't know how to deal with it, so they develop coping mechanisms. For your sister, talking about her daughter's situation obviously makes it a bit easier for her to deal with. However, just because it makes her feel better doesn't make her entitled to talk about it in any and every situation. Other people have their own lives with their own hardships as well as happy times, and they should be allowed to fully experience those happy times when they do come. It is not only disrespectful, but actually somewhat abusive of her to insist that because her and her husband live in hell every day, that everyone else should get a glimpse into the pain that they feel every day. That's just not how the world works. At the end of the day, your sister needs to be in therapy. She needs professional psychological support resources. But you insisting on keeping your son's birthday party happy does not make you a butthole at all. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.